Get ready to say goodbye to the toll takers on the Golden Gate Bridge. The bridge switches to an automatic tolling system at the end of this month. Most drivers probably never really loved stopping to pay for crossing the span. But as Danielle Venton reports, many feel differently about the toll takers, who are a link both to the bridge's past and to the community of travelers who use the span day in and day out.
Donette Reed has worked for the Golden Gate Bridge all her working life. She started in the gift shop one summer when she was 17. Now, at 43, she's a toll collector, and she loves it. She's even got her favorite lanes, number 1 and 2, on the far right of the toll plaza.
Just because I see a lot of the people that I know that work there, even the bus drivers, and they can only come through lanes 1 and 2, and then I can see the other employees when they go in and out of the building, and I speak to almost everybody. So, yes, I love lanes 1 and 2.
Reed's behind the wheel as we approach lane 2, and she knows who's in the booth.
This is my toll collector, Aisha.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, great.
We wanted to stop and pay toll today because we wanted to see you.
Reed, Aisha, and the remaining 24 or so toll takers will be out of a job March 27th. They won't be needed when the bridge goes to all electronic tolling, a step to speed up trips through the toll plaza and cut costs for the bridge district. For Reed, the change is a personal loss.
We've grown to become a family at the bridge, and we love to come to work. We really won't believe it until we actually see it being done. You know, it's so many reasons that customers still need us there for.
What could possibly go wrong with tens of thousands of people driving through the toll plaza every day? Reed says drivers ask toll collectors for help during health emergencies, like heart attacks or diabetic shock. Toll plaza personnel report accidents and drunk drivers. They give directions to the many out-of-towners who get lost. Golden Gate spokeswoman Mary Curry says while it might be true the toll takers have been helpful, the bridge district runs its own patrols, so there will be no gap in safety when the collectors are gone.
It's not a duty that is theirs and that will be missing. We do that on a regular basis as it is.
And, she says, in an emergency, drivers can call 911. Some toll collectors will be placed in other jobs within the bridge district. A handful have retired. But quitting work isn't an option for Reed, and she's not interested in taking another job in the district.
I mean, I have the years, but I don't have the age, so I can't retire yet. The bridge has offered us positions. Mostly they're pushing us to be bus drivers for Golden Gate Bridge. That's not what I want to do. You know, a lot of people tell me, well, just go do it. But every job is not for everyone.
She might start picking up work as a bartender or help out one of her friends in their businesses. She knows she'll figure out something.
People will find work, hopefully.
Brian Kelly is a driver from Napa. The end of the toll taker era? He says it's just progress.
I don't think it's a reason to keep away from technology. And I think it saves assets.
But other drivers say they're sad to see the toll collectors go. Dolores Duenas from Livermore says it'll make the bridge too impersonal.
Whenever I go to a store, I always go to the cashiers. When I go to the bank, I go inside to a cashier. I mean, instead of dealing with the machine, I like people. People contact is good.
Reed likes that people contact, too. For example, a family came through her lane years ago with a toddler named Tyler, who wouldn't give up his pacifier.
I told him he was so cute. I said, but I can't really see your whole face because you got that thing sticking out of your face. He gave it to me. He never wanted it again. And till this day, they still come through.
And she still gets 2 boxes of candy every Christmas from Tyler's parents. One for her, one for the other collectors. They're part of a very large extended bridge family, she says she's going to miss. For KQED News, I'm Danielle Venton.
And I'm Paul Landcor. More news online at kqednews.org.